Hey, it's Elliot. Man, I have some exciting things to say which I can't wait a moment longer to share with you. You know, so many prayers seem to go unanswered, and there can be a number of reasons for that, but if you pray the right way, as I went through in the ebook I wrote called The Secret You Must Know, which, by the way, if you haven't read it yet, you need to. And you can get that free at www.godanswersyes.com. But if you have read it, by now you will know there is a definite guaranteed method to make requests to God. And I can guarantee you they will secure a certain yes from God to your prayer. Now, I'm here to say that it is possible to know and be 100% confident that God will grant your request before you even open your mouth to speak. And I'm going to show you how right now. Man, it's an exciting teaching. So let's just assume for the moment that you know how to pray the right way. If you do, there should be no doubt in your mind, regardless of what comes up against you, that your prayer is already answered. And now it's just a case of waiting patiently for due season for your manifestation and nothing else. But here's the problem I see. People aren't confident in what they believe. They aren't sure God will give them what they ask for. And in the kingdom, that will not work. Hebrews makes it clear. It's not possible to please God without faith. And the Bible has made it clear. You can be confident that what God promised is His will, and He will bring it to pass. We cannot afford to waver in faith. We have to be certain and not in two minds about things just because things don't happen the way that we think they should. And this is why it's important to understand that once you have asked, it is yours. End of story. 1 John chapter 5, 14 and 15 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Once you ask in faith, according to His will, which is the certain way to ask, it's a done deal. You said amen, it is done. Be sure and confident, knowing beyond doubt that you have what you asked for. Why? Because you asked according to the will of your Father, what you asked for. And all you have to do in order to pray according to His will is pray according to the promises He made in His word. If you do that, you are praying according to His will. The Bible is God's will, and it is His will for you. The Bible is God's word to you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Bible is God's will and testament. This is why the Bible has been named the Old and New Testaments. They are His will and testament which He made available to you and I. Think about this. When somebody passes away, they leave a will and testament, and their solicitors honor the word, which is the will of the deceased person, on behalf of the people who will benefit. The person's word and will are considered to be the same thing. Now, in our case, God is not deceased. He is alive, and He watches over His own word to perform it when we pray in Jesus' name. And this is what qualifies us as eligible to receive what we ask. So when you pray according to His will and testament, you are praying according to His word. You are also praying according to His will. So when you pray according to His word, it is his will, and he honors your request because it is his will for you. Therefore, I submit to you, if you find what you want is in God's word, it's yours, because God's word is his will, which he wants to carry out on your behalf. God will see to it that you have it. Let me just repeat. If what you want is in God's word, he wants you to have it, and it's yours. And on a side note, you don't need to say if it be your will, because if you found something in God's word, you already know it is his will. Saying if it be your will makes your request redundant. If you say if it be your will, you aren't 100% confident, and therefore your prayer is not in faith, it is in hope. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you're not in faith, you are in two minds about whether or not God will do anything. And the word says, ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Therefore it is of faith that the promise might be sure to all. Abraham, who is the father of us all, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Let me go back to the top. Therefore it is of faith that the promise might be sure to all. Abraham is the father of us all, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able also to perform. If God has said something, not only is he able, he is willing to do it for you personally. He shows no partiality to anyone. He is rich to all that call upon him. So whenever you want to receive something from God, find it in his word first. Then once you have found it, ask him for it, knowing that he wants you to have it, and he will give it. There is no other productive way to ask other than to ask, knowing God will give you what you asked for. Let me give you an example. God has given us his word and made clear in his will and testament that he will supply all your need according to his riches. So when you pray that and request for a need to be supplied, you have prayed according to his will. And you have it. He will do it. In fact, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, he has already done it. And with that said, the Bible instructs us, you should pray with thanksgiving, letting your request be made known. Why should your request be made known with thanksgiving? Because you are making your request, thanking him for what you know he has done, which you have received by faith. Your thanksgiving is in faith. You have what you asked for. So you are saying thank you even before you see anything, because you walk by faith and not by sight. Now, in natural circumstances, you say thank you when you receive something. On occasions, you thank reliable people in advance before you have seen them do what you ask them, because you know they will. So you say thanks and you go about your business because you know you have entrusted your request to a responsible person, and as far as you are concerned, your request has already been granted. It's as good as done. So I submit to you, if you have received from God, even though you don't see it, if you really believe you have received, you will thank him, because you know you have received what you asked for. So anytime you think about it, just thank him. Now, you don't need to keep asking him if you believed you received. If you asked me for my watch and I gave it to you, why would you keep asking me if you believe you have received it? The only thing left to say is, thank you, Elliot, for the watch you gave me. And you can thank God for the things you have asked him for as if you have already received them. We walk by faith, not by sight. You have what you asked for, and you can thank him for things you have asked him for as if you have already received them. We walk by faith, not by sight. You have what you have asked for. In everything by prayer, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36 says, after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. My friend, when you ask according to his word, in faith, with thanksgiving, you have done according to his will, and therefore you can expect to receive what you ask for. So the key to guaranteeing answered prayer is to know that you are praying according to God's will before you pray. This way you approach God's throne boldly, knowing that because you are going to pray according to his will, he will grant you whatsoever you desire. And when you believe you have received, when you make your request, you shall have it. You know you have asked according to his will when you have asked according to his word. His will is his word, and his word is his will. God does not speak idle words. So when you make a request to him, quoting what he said he would do, he is obligated to do it. You should also know, according to Isaiah 65 verse 24 and 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that God has answered your prayers long before you even asked. He was waiting for you to ask in faith to give him permission to move on your behalf. That is just so powerful. You must predetermine in your mind that you are convinced God will answer your prayer even before you ask. Otherwise, you aren't asking in faith. Prayers not prayed in faith fail to please God. He wants to see you are confident he will perform his word when you're asking him to perform it. Now, I pause for a reason. When does God want you confident he will perform his word? When you are asking. So when you ask in faith, and in faith means you ask with firm belief without requiring any logical proof, no matter how ludicrous it seems to your natural mind, that God will perform the word he promised, which you are now requesting him to perform for you or somebody else. When you do that, you are asking in faith, and when you ask in faith, the manifestation God had prearranged begins its move towards you immediately. Now, you may have noticed I have said ask in faith several times, and I have done this deliberately, and I want you to take note of the importance of asking in faith. See, just because you ask, or just because you ask according to his will, it doesn't mean you have asked in faith. In order to have anything you ask for, you have to have it established in your heart that God will give you whatsoever you ask. And you must have this established before you ask God anything. You must be fully persuaded this is true. Why? Because you need to approach the throne boldly. If you aren't even confident that what you are asking will be answered, then you aren't going to be very confident in approaching God's throne with boldness. If you don't have this established before you get to the throne, there is little point in asking at all. you must ask in faith, because without faith, according to Hebrews 11, chapter 6, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must ask in faith, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, according to your faith, be it unto you. Everything is according to your faith. So when Jesus promised you, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You need to be convinced of that. And you need to be convinced of that before you ask God anything, otherwise your request will not be in faith. It will just be a request you're making saying, oh, I hope so. But Jesus didn't say, according to your hope, be it unto you. He said, according to your what? Faith. Why? Because hope isn't sure. Faith is certain. No matter what you tell a person in faith, you can't convince them to believe contrary to what they believe. Now, I'm going to show you from the words of God why you need to be this way. When you make your request and after, all the way up until the moment of manifestation. Let's start with the when. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. This defines asking in faith perfectly. When you pray, believe. Not pray and then try to believe after. You have to believe at the time when you are praying that you will receive whatsoever you desire, and you will have them. You will only have them when you believe you receive, when you ask and stay believing. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8, ask and it shall be given you, for every one that asketh receiveth. Ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Romans 15 verse 6 says, ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't ask and then doubt and still expect what you asked for to be yours. Romans 14:5 says, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind, just as Abraham was. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Here's something you need to understand. You need to become sensitive about the words you use and what they actually mean. Because we say things very casually without giving much consideration to what we're saying. Why am I saying this? I'm saying it because I want you to bear in mind that when you end your prayers with the word Amen, the meaning of this word denotes you are reaffirming your belief that what you prayed will be. Amen is a Hebrew word that stems from the word aman. Amen, literally translated, means so be it. Strong's Concordance says amen is a word used to reinforce a statement. When you say amen, you are saying so be it, in faith that it will be. If you aren't praying in faith, then you shouldn't even be saying amen. Sometimes I encourage people to say amen in the language they understand, so that they will get the meaning of what they are saying when they are saying it, and be consciously aware of what they're doing, which is reaffirming their belief that their request will be and already is. When those who speak Hebrew say amen, it means something to them. They are saying, so be it. So when you end your prayers, I highly recommend that you should say amen in your language. So I'll give you an example. Jehovah Jireh, God my provider, you promised you shall supply all my need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I pray these things in the name of my Savior Jesus, who promised he will do anything I ask. And I thank you, my needs have all been supplied. So be it. Once you have done this, don't ponder even for a single moment anything contrary to the will of God, anything contrary to the word you believe. Start casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the word of God. Remember at all times that when you ask in faith according to his will, it shall be given you. It is done. Not gonna be, it is done. From that point on, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in God's sight, your Lord, your strength, and your Redeemer. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you begin to ponder doubtful thoughts, the meditation of your heart is not pleasing to God. So ask in faith and stay in faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, elders obtained a good report. The evidence that what you prayed for in faith actually exists before you see it, and even before you ask, is in Isaiah chapter 64 verse 24 and 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Did you see that? Did you see that? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Whew! And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Let's summarize all this with a quick recap. Number one, you must first find God's word concerning what you want. Number two, believe first and then speak. It's only then that you are speaking in faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 says, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Number 3, convince yourself before you ask that what you're asking is God's will. How do you ask in faith, being 100% positive that what you ask is granted to you? You ask according to his own words. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So if you ask according to the specific words God himself has spoken, and you are convinced he will do it, when you are asking, you are asking in faith. Which brings me to number four. No wavering allowed. Don't ask and then the next day be wondering if God will do what he said. That's not faith. That is wavering, and the person who does that will not receive anything from God. Never question God's integrity. Look at Abraham. Even though circumstances weren't ideal, check out his attitude. Against hope, Abraham believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, but he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, Abraham didn't consider that his body was old. As far as he was concerned, he was the father of many nations. The bad report didn't deter him. So, don't let bad reports surrounding your situation disturb you. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." The word is the good report, so think on that thing. And always start casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ, who according to Revelation 19:13, is called the Word of God. So cast down imaginations and every high thing exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Word of God. Number 5. Give glory to God for what you have prayed for even before it comes into manifestation. Keep thanking God as if you have the physical materialization of what you asked for. The seed is in the ground. It's coming up. Ponder nothing other than what God's word says. Give God thanks for what you have received. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Don't wait until you see manifestation to give thanks. Act in faith as though you have received what you asked for physically. And whatsoever ye shall ask in Jesus' name, he said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. When faith is present in prayer, you are placed in direct communication with God. It pleases him when you approach him boldly with faith. You must always pray in faith with thanksgiving. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why thanksgiving? Well, when you pray in faith, you cannot help but give thanks, because faith is certain. It expects what it firmly believes will be, and it is grateful for it as if it is already in tangible form, because it has commanded it. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive. When do you believe you receive? On three, say it with me. 1, 2, 3. When you pray. Faith already believes it has received even before the tangible manifestation has taken place. And when you receive, what do you say? you say thank you. If you receive something you ask for, you say thanks. Well, you have already received when you receive by faith, so thank God for it. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Desire is the effort of unexpressed possibility within us, seeking expression without, through our action. When desire seeks manifestation, we experience thoughts and ideas. Thoughts and ideas are real existing things. When you speak them in faith, in prayer, they begin to change form from existing in invisible form into existing in physical, visible form. I'm Elliot Odell, and I thank you so much for spending time with me. Listen to this over and over again, because I tell you, it will fill you with faith, and you will see the instructions here are sound. You can go back to your Bible and meditate on these things, and you will see yourself praying in faith, and you will begin to see the manifestation of everything you ask. This is Kingdom Advancement International. Goodbye, and may God bless you.